Unfortunately, as I just said to the team in the locker room, there's some things that have happened in practice that reared their ugly head at a bad time in a game. If you would ask me when we had the ball on the 5-yard line, I would have bet my ranch and everything I have that we were going to win the football game. Our guys were into the game. The veterans stayed in the game. I like the way they played the game, but it's the fourth quarter. You got to step up and make plays. We had chances to do that, and the ball was on the ground. You guys have been to practice. The ball's been on the ground too much in practice, and it was on the ground again today at a bad time.
Coach, the scrap house still played for you.
I'm sorry?
The scrap house still played for you tonight, except for Bobby.
Considering everything, I thought he did a good job. I really do. I thought he had poise. He had good command of what we were doing. We didn't have a lot of offensive penalties. We had too many penalties in the football game, way too many penalties, gave him a lot of free yards. I thought he did a good job.
From a pace and execution standpoint, was that first offensive drive? How you draw it up?
Yeah, I thought the execution was good. We moved the ball a little bit in the running game. We moved it, Ryan threw the ball effectively as well. And I thought overall it was a nice way to start the game. Yeah.
Did you see enough out of that first drive to draw a big drum in?
Well, it was only 10 plays. I think it was a 10-play drive. We had kind of targeted a little bit more, but when we saw that we scored a touchdown, we kind of felt like let's, get an evaluation of the other guys. So.
Was that a way to plan to take him out after that drive?
Well, we were thinking maybe 15 plays, but again, then we kind of had an efficient drive and things looked good, so we said, okay, well, let's make the move then.
Any word on
David's
injury?
No, I don't have anything on that yet.
Joe Ryan was 6-for-6 passing. What did you think about the way he ran the offense? How he ended up on the huddle, his decision-making, things like that?
Yeah, the rhythm looked good. The tempo looked good. Again, Chris, I think we've talked about it a little bit before. I mean, we were making first downs. We were moving the chains. We didn't have any negative plays in that drive, so... Things worked pretty smoothly, and he seemed to be in good command.
How would you evaluate the defense's performance today?
Well, I thought we'd do a little better. Atlanta had, a 15-play opening drive, something like that, went 77 yards. I would have hoped that we would have gotten off the field, certainly on our first possession.
It seemed like a lot of the same problems from last year.
I have to agree with you at this point. I mean, we did have some tackling concerns. I mean, we tackled in the scrimmage live. Usually, the first preseason game, you might have a little carryover where some of your tackling isn't as good as it should be. But that's something we have to get on the practice field and get corrected.
Can you work on tackling in practice other than tackling?
Well, we may. We'll talk about it as a staff. We'll see where we are injury-wise, Omar. But, we may want to segment maybe a period here that's live tackle. I'm not saying we're definitely doing that, but that's something we're going to look at the tape and we'll have to consider if the tackle is as bad as maybe it is. Well, he's been playing a lot of safety. I mean, he's been playing sub, but he's been lining up and getting a lot of reps at safety as well. And we're gonna be ready for the September 7th opener against New England, and we'll have some competition to see who's going to start there.
Joe, can you talk to Rashad personally, and is there anything you can share with us about that conversation?
Well, obviously, I've spoken to him. But again, the NFL has strict policies, and if you don't adhere to the policies, you have to pay the consequences. I think it's pretty simple.
This is the second player who's to have a suspension related to a situation like this. Have you addressed it with the team in terms of taking supplements that...
We've addressed it. We continually address it. We do it often, multiple times a year. They're aware of the rules. We talk about everybody's responsible for what they put into their body at all times. And so we've discussed it numerous occasions. But we'll continue to do it. Again, I think those guys exercise poor judgment. And everybody is accountable for their actions. And so it's, as I said before, the NFL has clear guidelines and rules. Policies in place, and you have to pay the consequences if you don't follow the rules.